today online.
Oh, okay. Because I thought I saw some hype for it, so I guess I was expecting to see something.
Well, that and Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man is supposed to be in December. They haven't released one. They did release a trailer for that finally, but didn't show anything except Dr. Octopus is back. So.
No.
No, there's all sorts of rumors with the new Spider-Man movie, so I'm, we'll see. An
Oh.
actual film. Oh, you went and saw Shang-Chi, right? How was it?
I enjoyed it. Like, I mean, I guess I had no idea. I had no, like all these things that they're coming out with, that Marvel's coming out with now, like I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, yeah, I'm not familiar with him other than like way younger. He's just a guy that was kung fu. So so I see this stuff and I'm like, all right, I don't really know what's going on, but we just haven't got a chance to see it yet.
Yeah,
So.
like I well, we both enjoyed it, so
Okay.
it did feel the story definitely felt very authentic. Just the way the struggle was set up, it does not feel Americanized.
All right.
Like I just feel like there's always like a family structure in a give and take in those movies that aren't necessarily in American movies.
Okay. I understand what you mean.
You know,
Yeah,
I guess I always go
I see what
back
you're
to
coming.
the whole yin and yang thing. Like there's always a very close interconnect between good and evil.
Okay. All right. Well, got me intrigued now. That was because I was just kind of like, I don't know. Because I didn't bother seeing Black Widow. I was like, whatever.
Oh no, I didn't take any time out to
Why bother? It's a character about a. It's a movie about a dead character. Who cares? Even though I guess it sets up her sister to be the new Black Widow, which makes no sense. But whatever. I mean, not seeing the movie, I don't know. So.
Oh, I didn't see it either because that just like you said, like it's just kind of weird. I'm like, this is a weird time to put this, to put this
It should have
movie.
come out after Civil War came out. Or at least, Civil War. Yeah. So at least like it fits a little bit, but oh well, whatever. I guess we should probably start recording the show, huh?
Oh, I was already recording it.
Oh, okay. Oh, well,
Yeah,
very
I
well.
figured if we were going to talk about some of the movie talk, yeah, but I never ended up the game popped back on and I never saw a Matrix trailer.
Interesting. That's who's your provider? I can't remember.
We are officially in the process of moving from Wide Open West to Atlantic Broadband.
Okay. I wonder if Wide Open West, like, I don't know. This is a national game with national commercials. I mean, unless your local news breaks in for something, or like whatever the richest lawyer in town, can advertise during it, but that's so weird. You got different commercials,
Yeah, well, and it's on an app. Like, it's not like this is on.
I wonder if that's why.
Yeah, I'm watching on the Peacock,
Oh, okay.
not on. Is it NBC?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's probably why. That's interesting how they do that stuff. I don't get it. Like when I used to watch the CW superhero shows, I talked about it before, but you get like the same commercial that have nothing to do with me, right?
Oh.
And one day, they just all started giving me Spanish language commercials. with Mexican people in it instead, like, and this is where I thought it was, this is like how diluted the world has become with like especially marketing and advertising. It was the same commercial, but with Mexicans. So this is not one of them, but for example, you have like the Jake from State Farm commercial, right? It'd be Jake, it'd be that guy, and then there'd be a Mexican lady at the butcher place doing the same thing and telling him, hey, meet me outside for the good parts. Or it would be a Mexican guy whittling wood and talking to Jake. Again, that's not a real thing, but that's pretty much the same thing. And then there were just the commercials that were, like, Americans, just Spanish language. So I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on? Like, I'm just getting the goofiest stuff, like, on YouTube. I keep getting these conservative politicians and ads. And then I'll get, I think it's called Science Moms. If 99 out of 100 scientists agree that climate change is real, wouldn't you believe them? Come to sciencemoms.com, right? Take the pledge. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Science Moms? Like, what? At least gets none of this. She uses my YouTube account for her exercise videos. She doesn't get these commercials. And now, like, the guy that used to own the house before us, we all of a sudden start getting his mail from, like, the conservative Christian Party of America, conservative, like, the conservative blah, 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 this. I'm going, what the hell is going on? And it made me wonder, like, did someone get a hold of my info and just start, like, signing me up for conservative shit? It's the only thing I can think of. Although, now that I think about it, what was that conservative Facebook thing that was out? Remember that? And it got banned really fast?
Oh, I don't know. I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't. I wouldn't know the name offhand.
I remember signing up for that because I obviously wanted to see what was going on. And then I went, no, I don't need this, and got rid of it, I think, the next day. Like, I don't need to see what the enemy's doing, which is kind of stupid on my part. But then it got banned, like, a week later anyways. But that's what I'm wondering, if, like, that got hacked or something. I'm getting all this bullshit now. Like, Jesus Christ, leave me alone. You guys aren't conservative enough for me. 6 weeks? Bullshit. Should be 2 weeks. Anyways. A little topical humor for everyone.
So, oh, yeah.
Can you imagine? We'll get the rest in a second, but can you imagine? Like, that's an actual real world thing. And regardless of your opinion, viewpoint, whatever, on the whole Texas abortion thing is, the fact, and this is a real thing because I actually looked it up because I didn't believe anybody. The fact that if you don't know someone, you can sue them for getting an abortion, that is insanity.
It is baffling. Like, I'm like, I'm glad, I guess that I'm glad I live in this state.
I guess. I mean,
yeah, it's kind of weird that they're all interconnected and that can be decided upon.
It just, it boggles the mind. All right, so because Texas is supposed to be, you know, like the big freedom thing, freedom, aspect, all this, right? That's the exact opposite. That is literally the exact opposite.
Yeah.
They should be like, come on down, kill your babies. We don't care. Freedom. You know what I mean? Like, you know, to be like over the top on it, but yeah, come on down. It's just so bizarre to me. Like, this is a real world, like, this isn't even another country, by the way. This is ours. Even though I know Texas can be argued that it's its own country. So,
yes, and that I feel like gets mentioned quite frequently.
Jesus, man. They keep talking about seceding. I know the economy's big, but goddamn. Maybe time to let them go. So, that's okay. But, of all the world's problems, like...
Yeah.
Just sit home too much. But like, of all the world's problems, that's what you're fucking focusing on? Jesus Christ.
Yep.
I'm worried about concerts getting canceled, my friend. I don't give a damn about this other stuff. So, how about we do something about that? No, keep having them, because we're going to see Clutch next Thursday. Fingers crossed. So, you know how I feel about that. So, I'm going to be devastated if that gets canceled. So... Although it will be the first concert I go to that has a we have to wear a mask during the show unless we're drinking. Well, it looks like I'm not wearing a mask. And then we have to actually show like proof of COVID. Not exposure.
Vaccination. Yeah, vaccination.
So that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's definitely become a little more common here because there are a bunch of people who are like, nope, you're not allowed to do that. And it's just like, weren't they just allowed to do anything they wanted not that long ago?
Yeah, see, I'm on the fence with that stuff. I understand why. I'm not stupid. It just feels creepy. Like, and I know it's like, you know, we gotta show proof of a driver's license. Okay. Yeah, I get it. But I don't, you know, I could go to McDonald's and not show my, you know, this is a bad example. It just feels weird. That's all. I can't really put a grasp on it.
To me, it's kind of close to the, hey, if you think that it's okay to have additional voter laws, why can we not need proof of ID or proof of vaccination? Like, it's just another ID thing.
Yeah, I think it's for, like, I guess because it's a specific item. Like, you can contract other stuff from people.
Oh.
And
yeah.
You know, and no one knows. So it's like, an extreme example, okay? So I'm prefacing this. It's like, you know, you have to carry your HIV card with you to prove you don't have it. Or if the, well, I guess it's not a vaccination, so it was a wrong one to have. But like, just something like that. Like,
oh, right.
You know? So what makes this one different to where, you know, I don't know. I understand my example was bad, so. But, yeah, it just feels weird, dude. That's all. I'm still going to do it anyways. I want to go to the show. I don't care. And also, I don't care. I got the shot. If they offer me a third one, so like, that's fine. My biggest issue with all this is these dummies, and I think I know we said this before. We don't know what's in there. Okay? What's in your toothpaste? Shut up. You don't know, so just cut it out. Enough. And you use your toothpaste all the time. Well, hopefully you do. So, yep.
I didn't know that toothpaste is a thing now. Like, is there some weird controversial stance on toothpaste?
Well, there is, gas, and then there's even deodorant. Like, all that stuff. And it's more like the big picture item, okay? So if... The big argument with this one was, one, there's a microchip in it, which, of course, we all know there is. Then there's the, well, you know, it's not FDA approved, which it is now. At least the Pfizer one is, I believe. But then
yes.
you don't know what's in it. You get a boost, like you get a, not a cortisone shot. What's the one that really hurts? Shit.
Tetanus?
Yes, yeah. You don't know what's in that.
Oh.
But yeah, someone goes, oh, you need your tetanus shot so you don't die of a rusty knife. Okay. What are your chances of getting cut with a rusty, like a rusty tin can? Like, it's not the 20s. So no one blinks an eye at that one. I'm sure some people do, but not to the outrage of this. Well, these junior goddamn doctors, like, okay. Internet's good for some stuff. It just sucks for others, so.
Yeah, it does. It's a weird, weird world out there.
Dude, I had a guy, we stopped at McDonald's, which garbage food, but he refused to use the kiosk. He only wanted a person to take his order, and he made sure everyone knew that. And it was funny because, like, we were coming back from the beach.
Yeah.
And stopped there, and he's just, I thought the McChicken sandwich was always good. If the chicken's not, but the mayonnaise is pretty good. It's not so much anymore. We go in, I was like, oh, I've never seen these kiosks before. So, you know, I use a computer. I know how to do this stuff. And there's this one, another guy in there. And he's like a shorter black guy, younger guy. So his card wouldn't work or whatever in the kiosk. So the guy that comes in is just this jacked redneck. Like jacked up redneck, not jacked. He was not jacked at all. he's like, what is this? And the guy, so he comes up and stands behind the shorter black guy. And the guy very politely just turns around and is like, oh, man, they're going to want you to use the kiosk instead. He's like, what? He's like, no, I'm not using the computer to order my food. They come out here and they can take my order. I'm not using that. And the black guy just goes, hey, man, I was just letting you know. He just did a slow boom and just turned right back around and ignored the guy as the guy's just ranting. And I tried making eye contact with him, like, no, you feel stupid now. But he had paid that enough for this guy. Yeah, people that won't use computers, even though they probably do in their daily life.
And oh. People
get shots, even though they never had a problem with a shot in their life.
So. Yeah, those things are pretty pretty good now.
Yeah.
So
any sort of iPad or tablet.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, honestly, removing those persons from their seat of power is mostly a good thing.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Well, speaking of seat of power, all right, we'll go with this. After the last few weeks of, like, wrestling news, whatever else, doesn't it feel like AEW is actually onto something now? Or is it just these, like, last few weeks of excitement?
I think that they're onto something. You know, like, they have definitely created a wrestling... yeah, like, definitely a wrestling-centric roster. And there are definitely a lot of fans that are behind that. You know, overtaking the WWE is still a task that I'm not sure if it's possible necessarily.
Okay.
But... You know, they're in an interesting spot. Like, they definitely have wrestling's notice. You know what I mean? Like, I think that they have more fans' affection right now.
That for sure. I mean, that's inarguable. Especially because even just the ratings came out today, Dynamite was the number one show on cable again. I think the third week in a row, I think they were the number one show on cable. That's nuts, dude.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, WCW was an established company. And I guess this is really the only parallel I can think of. WCW was an established company, and it took them years to get their head out of their ass and then finally go like head to head with Monday Night Raw and actually get a fan base.
And then lose it just as quickly.
Yeah, jeez.
I guess that's the kind of interesting thing almost at this point is, yeah, how long can they keep this kind of momentum going?
Yeah.
You know, like, because now that you put it that way, WCW didn't last long. You know, TNA, I don't think they were ever really coming for the crown, but they're, you know, as Impact, they are definitely not ever coming at this juncture.
Yeah.
So, there's that. Ring of Honor, I don't think they ever really had a chance, but they're definitely not. Like, we say how, you know, I don't know how often we've talked about Sinclair owning them, but they still haven't really wanted to do anything with them. You know, like, the product has improved this year, even though I'm way behind on it. It's super enjoyable. So, that part's fun. But, yeah, they're not taking anyone over. And, yeah, AEW, like, they have some real money behind them, which is something the other companies don't have. And it is kind of interesting that a lifelong fan of wrestling is the one that has the money in this case.
I always get confused on this. So, is it Tony Khan that had the money, or did his dad give him the money to do this? And I'm not saying that disparagingly. I don't know.
One way, I'm not completely sure which way it is. I feel like it is connected with his father's money.
Okay. Because I know he worked for him. Because, you know, don't they own...
They own
the Jaguars, and then...
Yeah,
the
and...
team, right?
Fulham in English... Well... They're not in the EPL right now. They're back in the championship, but thank goodness they look like they're probably going to win a promotion again. Like, things are looking good early in the season so far. So I can only hope that Tony Khan and his dad can get their act together. And,
yeah, but it was funny.
You know, have a good team.
I was watching. I watched all like the press conference stuff after All Out.
Uh-huh.
And just seeing him, he looks like a total dork. Just sitting there. But he can turn on a dime. Like he didn't like someone's question or someone was trying to interrupt or something like that. And then he just kind of turned on a dime. It was very emphatic. Like, no, you don't do this, or, you know, this is not my question time. Talk to these guys, something like that. It wasn't impressed. I was just surprised. Like, he's a little dorky, unassuming guy.
And all of a sudden, yeah,
he just turns on a dime. So,
yeah, you know, I'm sure he's, I mean, yeah, I don't know exactly what position he had in his father's company, but he certainly has some business experience. And, you know, I don't think TNT, like, you know, similar to the WWE at this point, like, you know, people aren't giving you airtime just because. Like, they don't just hand that out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the fact that both, you know, like, TNT obviously is seeing enough in AEW, or, you know, Turner in general, I guess, since they're moving to TBS eventually.
Yes. January, right?
I believe so. So, yeah, that's going to happen. But Turner believes in them enough to kind of give them extra airtime, even if, you know, Friday at 10 o'clock is not exactly an ideal time slot.
Yeah, what a weird time slot. Like, why not 8? I'm confused by what was the thinking of that. Maybe there's a historical aspect to it I don't know. But 10 o'clock on a Friday night's weird. I mean, why don't you make it midnight? Like those shotgun Saturday nights.
No. Yeah, well, that's one where I'm like, oh, why aren't you guys, they aren't gloating about SmackDown keeping them off the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Maybe that is why.
Yeah, or the 9 o'clock hour, you know, because you got a major major network carrying your competitor. So again, like, I the WWE still has... Yeah, they have quite a head start. Because, well, another thing that happened today, you know, the WWE answers AEW by signing a gold medalist.
Which everyone knew they were signing him anyways.
Yeah, but hey, you need to make things official. Everyone loves an official... And everyone's going to love the fact, or at least people should like the fact that it's an NIL deal since he's still in Minnesota.
Yeah, so I was reading about it. He's still going to go to school.
Yep.
He's still going to be able to wrestle. He's still going to be able to defend his championship. And was the Olympics included again? I can't remember. Unless I could have swore I read something about Olympic competition as well.
So he's going to try to go back and forth. Well, I guess it'd be 3 years.
I did not see that part,
but I mean, how would that not be great news for them if they had one of their competitors go back and win a gold medal again?
Yeah.
Like, there is no downside in having one of your wrestlers go there. So, I mean, you know, that's a big deal to be pulling a name like that. Like, but I guess that's the one thing I do like about AEW. Like, I feel like we've tried to point out flaws more than point out positives sometimes, just because there's so much positive out there about AEW. But they actually are an alternative to the WWE currently. Like, I don't know how many times with some of those other places where we just started going, this is WWE light. And they aren't that. Like, they have the money and the production values of the WWE, but their booking philosophy is just not at all influenced by what the WWE has done over the years.
Oh, they have their moments, and they've gotten rid of them. Like, the Miro stuff with Kip Sabian, which, by the way, where is he? What happened to Kip Sabian?
Was he legitimately injured?
I don't know.
I think he might have been legitimately injured.
Penelope Ford's back. But he's not, so it's just weird.
Yeah. I'm gonna stick to legit injury and not be completely positive, because that's something I don't feel like looking for.
I'm looking it up.
But yeah, now to me that Miro moment is more that leads me to. It's the change. To me, that's still the difference in philosophy and letting the... Like, AEW is just espousing this wrestler-centric promotion that allows you to do whatever you want, essentially.
Yeah.
And I've kind of said it from Jump Street. The WWE... They aren't the only people with bad ideas. They do not have a cornered market on bad ideas. Just because the wrestlers think that they had a better idea does not mean that it was a better idea.
Yes.
The
Miro introduction.
Yeah. And that, to me, that's what it was. Like, if you're that wrestler-centric, you don't force that on someone who's coming in to be a badass. Like, to me, he had to have some buy-in for that for reasons that are complete, are not clear at all. But, like, I feel like he's got to, like, if you're going to take the props for changing into the Redeemer, I'm cool with that because I'm all for it. But you also came up with a shit idea coming in.
Yeah, and I guess that's where, like, there had to be a vetting. Or maybe that's Tony Khan. And don't forget, we always put everything on Tony Khan on this, but Kenny the Bucks and Cody are legit EVPs. So they've got to have some say so in this. I don't know, and I don't know if it's ever been stated what the structure, like the hierarchy structure is when it comes to creative. Okay, so do those what did I say? Bucks,
EVPs.
Omega, Cody, five of them? Yeah. Do those five just get in a meeting and go, all right, here's what this person has, this person, and okay, no, we don't like that. Tell them to do something different. That sort of stuff. Just change it around. Or if like, no, here's the pitch. We pitch them on an idea of this. Like their own little booking committee, essentially. Or is it just the wrestlers come up and go, hey, I got an idea. Okay, go do it. I'll book you a match with it. Like, oh, okay. That's interesting. So.
Yeah, I think that's the part where they've gotten better here is that the structure seems to be in place a little bit more. Like, 'cause yeah, you can't completely do things willy-nilly, like just having the wrestlers in charge, because you still need some type of overarching storyline to get to.
Yeah,
So
there definitely,
yeah, like
definitely
you
seemed
said,
like there
like.
was.
I don't know who's in charge of that. Is it, I'm with you. Like, is it Tony Khan? Is he involved in at least, hey, this is where we're going. You guys find your way there. Are the EVPs just working with different groups of people to come up with things? Like, I mean, I do feel like they kind of have their factions of people that they work
Yeah.
with more frequently than others. So, I mean, to me, that kind of leans, different directions. 'Cause you would think that the Young Bucks would be kind of in charge of the tag team division, say. Like, that just would make sense. So, yeah, but nothing, like you said, nothing's ever been defined, so who knows? Like, we've got no real idea. Like, you can't. Yeah, like where you can place all of the blame on Vince, you can't necessarily do that in AEW necessarily. Like Tony
Yeah.
Khan is, he has made it clear that he is not in charge of everything.
I mean, it seems kind of clear like who's in charge of their own angles. So like the Bucks, the Elite stuff is clearly them. Cody is clearly involved with everything related to QT Marshall, Dustin, Malakai Black, I would assume as well.
Yeah.
Anything with that. And that's where it's like, okay, well that's easy. So then, where does everyone else fit in? And the thing is, it works. More times than not, it works now. Where in the beginning, that did not work. Oh, I forgot Jericho and like his little
Yeah.
subside. So yeah,
I would
which
imagine that
hilarious
he's
later.
fairly in charge of whatever he's doing.
Yeah, which hilariously blew up on me last night. I sent that text to you. 10 seconds later, the pinnacle comes out. I was like, "Really? Okay." And then they mentioned the inner circle. I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, they didn't
No.
forget, but it's just been so long since they've actually said anything. Like that whole all those individual feuds. It just like it went down to individual feuds. So like Wardlow and Hager, that was early and gone." He's like, where's Hager been? I know he was at All Out, but he hasn't been on TV at all.
Well, he popped on Hager. Like, I
Yeah.
feel like he popped on a week or two ago, but he has not been around very much in general, recently.
Yeah, so
So
I wonder if he's
yeah,
traded
like
for another fight.
it really it has lost the team dynamic, even though they've mentioned the teams, just because the teams haven't really been together. You know, like Jericho's doing his promo, and because I'm trying to think if he ever really brings anyone with him. I mean, I guess he's had Sammy Guevara as backup from time to time. But like Santana and Ortiz haven't really been with them. And I'm trying to think, oh yeah, and Hager's kind of been hit or miss as to whether he's been there. So yeah, like they haven't really had much of a group. And the Pinnacle's been the same way, although like you said, it was kind of funny that a six-man tag happened after that with FTR and Sean Spears. So you got three-fifths of the Pinnacle all in one match.
Yeah, which by the way, five is too much for a group if it's not the Elite. Because really, the Elite was three people, like in AEW speak. I know Cody was part of them, but that went to the wayside.
Oh,
So then
right.
it was Kenny and the Bucks, and
Yeah.
then the Good Brothers came in. Now Adam Cole's in. But that's like a little NWO type faction, which is what they were a knockoff of anyways. But like the Inner Circle, five's too many. Pinnacle, five's too many. Team Taz is what? Three? They're three now?
92? I don't know.
Yeah.
Does Hook count for three of them?
I don't know, but I can't wait to see him get his smug little face smashed in.
There
I
evidently
can't
has been
wait.
some strong sentiment about Hook. Evidently, his hair has been a hot topic. I did not
Yes.
see these tweets, but hey,
He's
man.
probably a super nice kid, but I can't wait to see him get punched in the face, which means he's doing his job.
Oh,
So, good for him.
yeah, he might be the only one doing his job in that whole family.
Man, Ricky Starks is far too entertaining to hate. Powerhouse Hobbs is just not polished. That's not a slight. He's just not. He's not a seasoned pro, and that's fine. Just,
And he hasn't really gotten to add anything in his pro. Like, I don't think I'd call his promos disasters because they've kept them short and sweet for the most part. But even in those kind of little sound bites, he hasn't exactly, really turned on a lot of charisma.
Yeah. Well, I know you didn't see this because you don't watch the stuff on YouTube or anything, but there was like a road, like when Cage and Hobbs were gonna fight, they actually had a little insert on
Oh.
AEW's YouTube. Hobbs was very good on that, but it was probably because it was prepared. Since it's online, you can cut it and do that. But he's got me in his early 20s, so that's
Oh.
okay. He'll be just fine.
Yeah, like you said, like he's probably and I mean that's something that still is something of a work with their roster in general is that they have the young people or the fresh people that NXT are bringing on now and mixed with some guys that have been around as long as the Adam Coles and Bryan Danielsons of the world. So there's kind of this weird mix. Like, yeah, 'cause Hook hasn't even gotten into the ring, but I know that he's training and it would seem like he's on TV enough that he's gonna get into the ring at some juncture
Yeah, and
to get his smug little face smashed in.
yes, but I mean, he's gotten touched, right? But not to the extent where that crowd is satisfied.
Oh.
Like, seeing him get his ass handed to him is all anyone wants to see. And in this case, it's a good thing. Like, it's not like go away stuff.
Oh.
Although, my big go away, well, one of my big go-aways I've turned around on. And when we go to WWE real quick, because I don't have a lot to say about that, I'll let you know who it is, but you probably figure it out. So, I don't know, with AEW, like all these signings, I just hope and I sincerely mean this, that I hope this momentum continues.
Oh.
Because they're still, I mean, I know you mentioned last time, Strowman and Bray were contemplating, or no, Broman, Jesus. Strowman was rumored for Impact.
Yeah, and so I didn't read the article, but I saw another one that said one of the EVPs of Impact hinted at Strowman and Bronson Reed showing up.
Ooh, Bronson Reed's a very good fit there. Oh, man, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
How the hell is he not already somewhere? That's been 30 days.
It was sometime this week is 30 days.
Okay. And Slammiversary is coming up, so they always like the tea stuff.
Yeah,
but then I saw that Strowman or Adam Shearer and EC3 have gotten their, like, slowly building their team back together, and Mojo's with them now too.
Oh,
so that could be what we're seeing is EC3 because he's in our Ring of Honor, but possibly coming back together and Impact. That I mean, and honestly, I mean, dead serious. Like, EC3's new psycho character coming back to Impact because he left for Ring of Honor.
Oh, right.
Mojo doing something different, which is what he's talked about doing. And then Strowman just being a badass, the giant badass of the group. I mean, I'm not expecting a huge turnaround for Impact, right?
Oh, but right.
That could get some eyes.
Like, well, that kind of thing is definitely going to help them more than Kenny Omega making a spot appearance here and there.
Yeah, or Christian being the champion.
Yeah,
because you know Christian's going to lose it eventually and just leave. So.
Oh, right. Yeah, he is not sticking around after he loses that championship.
No, no. And, you know, I won't be surprised if he loses it to whoever he faces at Slammiversary. So, yeah.
Oh. But, no, Kenny Omega wasn't losing clean to any of those guys, but Christian is more than happy to take that L.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the only one I honestly thought at the time should have been Moose.
Oh, but yes. Moose would have made a good deal of sense.
Yeah, I mean, but it works out for Impact in a, you know, I don't have ratings to back me up on this, I don't think. But just the fact we talk about Impact every show and not in a negative light.
Oh.
That's a positive. For like, you know, we did an entire show making fun of them being a commercial for 2 hours.
That part, at least on the Twitch end of things, annoys the hell out of me. When you have the inserts for their old reruns.
Yeah.
But still, you know, it is. I've gotten a little more with the times, I suppose, and am definitely going to the apps more. So that isn't. It's not completely out of the realm of possibility to catch that. Because are they Thursday nights now?
Yes, they're on. They were on. I'm not sure what time it was. Nah, yeah, it ended.
Okay.
20 minutes ago. But yeah, but I actually record and watch them. I never did that before. And I was complaining about too much wrestling. But then now MLW is coming back as Fusion Underground. It's going to be, I think it's Fusion Underground. It's going to be like a cross between MLW's talent and the Lucha Underground stuff. Which is, I don't know how they're going to do that for copyright purposes, but we'll see.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that's intriguing to me. So I'm like, okay, something different. Now I'm not in love with the roster, so to speak, or some of the dumb garbage they do, but they have guys that I like watching. So, but back to AEW, they've got Cole. I just got used to calling him Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson. Ruby Soho pops up. That was pretty nice.
Yes,
it was good to see. Like, and Jamie Hayter's fine. But Ruby Soho was so goddamn good in that match this week. It made me angry that they never did anything with her in WWE.
That,
and again, NXT is different than WWE. Well, was. It's different than WWE. So.
Yeah, there. To me, there's because I was bitching about it online. I was not a fan of that of the Ruby Soho Jamie Hayter match because it took Soho entirely too much to get past the Guardian, who has done nothing but lose on TV.
Which, no, that's Jamie Hayter's first match back, if I remember right.
No, she lost last week too.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I watched that match last week, so I was gone.
Yeah, it's just I understand that there's a size differential, but if you're trying to have her be a legitimate threat for the title, she needs to go over stronger than that. Like,
Yeah.
because
Yeah.
there was that matchup, and like conversely, like I didn't have much of a problem with the Kaylee Ray versus Ember Moon match because you can play up the past credentials of Ember Moon, and I thought they did a good job of presenting her as being more ruthless too, honestly.
Yes.
And
In that match, she kicked Kaylee Ray in the head. I was like, holy God, man, what the hell's going on? So,
Yeah, that was Ember Moon's best match in a pretty long time. But I can under but again, like Ember Moon, you sell as a former champ. She was a tag team champion. Like you can run out all these credentials. Jamie Hayter doesn't have even the list of accomplishments that Ember Moon does, you know? So there's no reason that you saved Ruby Soho for the wild card intentionally and gave her a championship match right off the bat. Like, why is she barely skimming past this person who, I
No,
don't
we've
get
seen
it.
that before with some AEW matches. They don't
Yeah.
want to just bum rush somebody. But sometimes that's what it takes.
Yeah,
So
it's definitely one of those things that that still irks me about about their booking style. Like, 'cause yeah, if this was the first time it happened, I probably wouldn't be as vehement about it, honestly. Like, this is just like it's getting to be a habit of theirs to have these people not. 'Cause yeah, Miro was another one that just really did not look great
yes.
on his debut. It's just like, hold on, this
Oh,
guy's a
God, no.
monster. Why is he not wrecking people?
Yeah, no, you're right. And what was the one?
And
Was it
I know that there's at least been a couple
Lance
others, but
Archer?
he sticks out.
Lance Archer's the one that was, because he faced Marco Stunt, and Marco was starting to get over on him. I'm like, you're debuting this monster against Marco Stunt, and Stunt's getting the better of him? And then they corrected that with Brody Lee. Stunt got like two things in, and Brody destroyed him the
Oh.
rest of the match. And
Right.
it's like, listen, Marco Stunt, regardless of what you think about him, will never be a top star. Never.
Oh.
So it's okay that he gets bum rushed this way.
Oh,
So like
right.
when Lance Archer was giving him stuff, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Because wasn't Marco and Russo Miro as well? Or was it somebody else?
I don't know. I
I can't remember.
don't because it, that was I know that wasn't the first match. Like Marco Stunt didn't give Miro a hard time in his first
Okay.
match because what did he even get relegated to a tag team match with Kip Sabian first?
That's what I'm looking up.
'Cause yeah, like it,
Yes,
what
with against Joey Janela and Sonny Kiss.
Oh. Yeah, even worse than not having a singles debut, like that is the worst case scenario, I guess. When you don't get shine and you're in a tag team match, good gravy. So
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm looking to see.
that is definitely something that I'm not a fan of. That again, seemingly happens way too often for some of these debuting people. Who should just be running roughshod over someone. Like, you
He
know,
beat Trent in his first match.
oh. Okay.
So,
Yeah. But another guy that he is a tag team guy. Like, he has the size to go in there against Miro, but he also should have been kind of fodder for him also.
I'm always a big fan of a debuting wrestler. Everyone knows, unless you're WWE, of course, everyone knows a debuting wrestler is going to win because that's how you build momentum. So why not have, like, Ruby Soho in this case, since we're getting, like, selling too much stuff, why not give her, we can't keep Job and Layla Hirsch out. How about was another woman? I don't know. I was trying to
Yeah,
think of, like, what.
their women's like Soho definitely makes their roster deeper. 'Cause who they ha oh they brought Riho back out, and I'm just like, okay. Yeah, because like you said, like Layla Hirsch, she kind of got some wins because wasn't she the one that got the championship against the NWA champion at Empower?
Yeah, and that win is you expect. So,
No,
yeah.
yeah, like
No,
you said,
like
like she.
I was gonna say Red Velvet, but I stopped. Like, how many times does this poor girl job out? But they could have just given her somebody, you know, instead
Oh.
of like a name. Like, so that was kind of weird, and maybe they wanted you to think there's a possibility she would lose, but I never once thought she would. They're
Oh.
smarter than that, so.
Yeah, I mean that is the other thing. Like yeah, if you're gonna have a competitive match, like I guess that's another one to even stay within AEW. Like I didn't expect CM Punk to blow out Darby Allin at All Out. You
Yes.
know, like you expected a balanced, long-ish match, which it was. Yeah, Soho debuting is not CM Punk debuting, or
No, but
whatever you
she'll
want to
get a
call
good
that.
reaction. You know, that's probably the best reaction I've ever heard her get. So I was happy for her. Show them somewhere
Yeah.
they want you.
I guess it'll be kind of interesting. Like, I guess I did remember seeing flashes of her seeing how good she was in the ring when they first put together the Riot Squad. Because I don't feel like. Was she one of the few women that did not spend very much time in NXT, if memory serves?
She was around. She never really got. She never, like. I think she had a championship match with Shayna, if I remember right. But that's about it.
Yeah, I feel like
And then they
the
called them all up out of the blue.
I felt like they all kind of got called up kind of quickly. So she didn't really have that much of a track record in NXT, and I feel like, at least for me, since I didn't really see her that much on the indies, yeah, it'll be interesting to see where she goes. Like, it seems like there's a ton of potential there. Like, I seem to remember the few matches that they did give her, things went really well before, because I feel like she had a shoulder injury or something, and she got put on the shelf, and the
Also,
Riot Squad just never really recovered from that.
yeah, she had both shoulders worked up. And then she came back. It was her and Liv. She turns on Liv because Sarah was gone.
No.
And then they magically got together again. So then they dumped him. So smart. But yeah, no, I'm actually, AEW is my go-to show. Although we have to mention, and I know we left a lot of AEW out, like no Bryan Danielson talk, CM Punk, whatever. It's talked to death. We have to acknowledge the appreciation to detail and the psychoticness of this whole bachelor party thing that was on NXT. It was absurd. And all right, so one, it wrapped a bunch of storylines up. Then it was just, if you really think about it, Cameron Grimes was kidnapped. He was attacked. He fought in a house full of zombies. He lost a match where a bunch of zombies took over. one of the zombies shows up. He invites himself to a bachelor party and then says, I'll pay for everything. Then he makes up with the guy. Not he made up for him. He's like, you know what? To show my appreciation for you, accept my apology or whatever, I'll pay for everything. Everything was backwards. And then he's just betting $10,000 for no reason. No one's agreeing to anything. He's just betting. So you get the psycho that's eventually gonna go broke. His name is not Odyssey Jones. What's the guy's name? Odyssey. Or is it Odyssey Jones?
Yeah, I think it is.
Odyssey Jones. Okay, he's just there. Why? Because he's there.
Yeah.
They just want a big guy. And what do? You invite the little guy along. Okay. And then what did they do? They have big guy trying to shoot little guy into space on a trampoline. None of this has anything to do with a bachelor party. And then the whole time, Dexter Lumis is trying to, in his own way, help Johnny Gargano to, like, finally, like, you know, come around and accept him. How does he do this? By murdering people in a laser tag. I know he didn't actually kill the people, right?
Right.
But he was displaying, like, he wasn't hiding the fact that he may be an actual serial killer. Like, Elise was watching. She was laughing, too. It's like, this is pretty good. I was like, I know, right?
Yeah, it has been one of the whole index thing has been one of those few things that our wives have been all in on. Like, there is definitely enough, like, regular soap opera in that to pull in some people. And that's certainly something that, well, I don't know if the WWE will play it up or not, but that's something that I don't think AEW has, really. Like, that kind of goofy funness.
No, they really don't.
You know, like, the WWE can definitely get too campy at times with that, but I'm still with you. The bachelorette party of it was a little weird. And maybe not the best, but the bachelor part of things was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Now listen, the whole thing's stupid. I mean, that's like, you know.
100%.
I mean, they're sitting, they're doing the go-kart race, which looked pretty cool, actually. And they're in one of the vehicles with binoculars. You're inside. Like, who even uses binoculars anymore?
Oh.
And then they were at the axe place watching them, and we threw axes when we were in Savannah. That's not as easy as you think it is.
Oh, yeah, so, we're doing that next with some friends in the fairly near future.
Hard. Yeah, you don't have to throw it hard. Just do nice, easy stroke, lets it go, just sticks in. And then also see if the place has ninja stars. We threw those as well. That was fun. I mean, you could wing those motherfuckers hard. And I was like, oh, I understand how these could kill somebody. Like, okay. So, just a little, you know, put it out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just thought it was great. Like, the bachelorette party was a little wonky. Because, yeah. One, is Catanzaro and Caden Cross, are they bad guys or not? Because they're acting like total dicks at the table, like taking selfies and blogging on Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, and just paying attention to TikTok. That's rude. It was kind of weird, though, because they set the whole thing up like, hey, Indy, I didn't know you actually had friends. And it was just like, so are these actual friends? Like, they didn't... No one displayed any friend qualities to Indy Hartwell during that segment.
Well, except her one friend that she flew in.
Oh, from Australia?
Yeah, and then she even, like, they were talking about the wedding. She goes, the WWE wedding. We know it's not going to happen. So I was like, okay, that's, at least they're acknowledging this stuff now, which is, I appreciate. And then yeah. Candace with her little baby bump, trying to hide the baby bump still. She was there, like, this, you know.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, all right. So I'm looking forward to the psychoticness of next week. I'm sorry, I was looking forward to it, but now that I know Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard are going to be the producing it, especially now with Triple H going to the hospital.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, that was kind of a wild story to see. Not that it seemed like anything major, but that is pretty wild.
Listen, I understand this is like borderline slander. The idea that they had to quickly say it was a genetic heart problem, immediately screams, yeah, it's genetic. And they're looking like behind them like, yep, it was all genetic. Like, we know it wasn't, so cut it out. So, Shawn Michaels will still be there, but still. We spent a lot of time on AEW and other dumb shit, but it's a very interesting time for WWE. You're still making money hand over fist. Your talent that you're either firing or they're choosing to leave are going to the competitor, which are now going to the other company. And now they're thriving. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I think it's already kind of interesting that people are like, now people are going, whose contract, like, the thing is, whose contract is up next?
Yeah.
Like, now the fact that everyone's like, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are the next on the docket now. Like, everyone's got, like, this, they're like, it's like a kid at a candy store, and they just want all the candy. Like, they're just looking at the candy.
And how funny would it be if they both leave and go back to a Ring of Honor?
Oh.
Like, Sinclair goes, we got more money. Come on over. Like, but, yeah, it was like, theirs is up. And, you know, so it's a double-edged sword in this case. Their contracts are up, and as Brian Alvarez was talking about it, saying, you know, WWE is going to throw a lot of money at them to keep them, right? This is the same company that throws a lot of money at people to re-sign them and then cuts them. So why would you trust that? Unless you're talking seven figures. No, seven's way too high.
Seven.
Yeah, seven is like $10 million, right? Is that right?
No, that's a million.
Oh, so eight figures. If you're talking an eight-figure deal that's guaranteed money, then I'd be like, yeah, I'll come here. Sure.
That is kind of the interesting thing. How much is the money a factor?
Yeah.
Because I guess that was the other thing I do feel like I read today, that the AEW deals aren't necessarily as high-paying as the WWE deals.
Well, that's going to be the interesting thing, too, is when some of these AEW deals start coming up, will they be getting a bump in pay, or will they be shopping around? Like, I think there's some guys that obviously are going to be retained at any cost. But who's to say a guy like MJF, when his contract's up, like, I'm going to try my hand at WWE now. I mean, why not?
Yeah, there is definitely going to be and I think that is definitely one of the draws to me for the Adam Cole. Like, Adam Cole, we've probably spent the last 6 months talking about how he doesn't have anywhere to go in the WWE. And then the only rumor speculation / I don't know if it was called a report, was about Adam Cole joining the main roster is a manager.
I didn't see that, really.
Yeah. It's just like, now, again, like, I don't even think it was categorized as a report necessarily on the site that I was reading it on, so take it as you will. But, you know, we were both, I think everyone that records on this network pretty much said, you know, what does Adam Cole do, like, on the main roster? Like, he has a size problem on the main roster. And he had done everything possible in NXT. Like, he's got fresh opponents in AEW.
And that's what he was saying, too. He did. He didn't say anything disparaging. But it seemed like reading between the lines, because he talked about he wanted to come somewhere where, you know, all his friends are, like his lifelong friends. And he wanted to be surrounded by people who have a passion for wrestling and a passion for their job. Now, he may have just been talking about, you know, that's just, you know, the Fox and Kenny. But to me, it kind of sounded like, you know, that wasn't happening where I was, outside of, you know, Kyle O'Reilly and, you know, some of the other guys.
Yeah, and that's one where, to me, that's kind of interesting to say that about NXT, per se, like, because it does seem like they have more latitude or more input into their characters in NXT than they would on the main roster.
Yeah. Yeah. You would think, yes.
Yeah.
But and now with the new production, that's over. So,
well, yeah.
I shouldn't be so negative because I haven't seen anything yet. But why the hell would I be positive? So, you know.
Yeah.
But
I still wanted NXT to be a just a true separate brand for them. So, yeah.
That's not what they want. Well, how long have we been going anyway?
An hour.
That's it? Oh, fuck. All right. We got a couple seconds then. So, one thing that came out was the leaked, like, drawings or specs for the new Capitol Wrestling Center, right? And I told Elise, I went, I don't know what happened to NXT's audience. The people that used to go, they were loud, they were passionate, they knew everything that was going on with these guys and gals. And now they're using audio sweetener. Because you can see people just sitting there.
Well,
and it's so wild to me that you would think there would be such a high appreciation for being able to come back to NXT and see, like, your guys and gals. Or is it that they're all gone? And you're not as into the people who are there than as you were.
It's possible. I still think that they don't have enough people there at the Capitol Wrestling Center. And the revamped version, we should at least hear more noise. Because, I mean, if it's anything close to what they're showing on TV in the commercials, because I didn't actually see any of the plans or anything like that.
Yeah. Basically, it looks like a small arena again.
Yeah.
All the plexiglass is gone. The big-ass obstructions are gone. It looks like a mini arena like it used to. But...
Okay. Then, yeah, just, that's pretty much what they're showing on TV in the commercials.
Yeah, which is good. I mean, I was never crazy about the Capitol Wrestling Center thing. I mean, I know why they did it, because they had to cover up for the lack of people that they were allowing into the building.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I never jived well. The darkness and all that stuff is just pretty brutal. But
the darkness is the biggest problem.
Yes. Everything's dark. So,
yeah, it felt like a Ring of Honor taping. Like,
yeah, yes. Oh, good call. Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, then real quick to get to what I was teasing. Oh, I keep getting distracted. NXT actually had some newsworthy things, like Pete Dunne and I forgot his name, Rich Holland, turning on Lorcan and Birch. And honestly, at this point, I go, uh-oh. Are we getting rid of Lorcan and Birch? So,
I would not be completely surprised by this news.
No, I wouldn't either. So, but so that was kind of a surprise, but whatever. So,
I was gonna say it keeps the Englishmen together, but I forgot that Danny Birch is English.
Yes, so do I. 'Cause he doesn't say a whole lot. So, and how shitty it is that he comes back, loses, and then gets his ass beat. Like, damn, man. But so I've been watching SmackDown a little bit more. I missed a lot of last week. I don't remember why. Just missed it. And I did not like Baron Corbin. I really hated King Corbin. And then Sad Corbin started getting on my nerves. Like, okay, this doesn't make any sense. I love Happy Corbin.
Yeah, oh.
It just seems natural. I don't know what it, like, I always felt like Baron Corbin was playing a character.
Oh.
And he wasn't believable. In his delivery, like his promos, whatever, his delivery, I didn't buy them. Thought they were stiff. This Happy stuff where he gets to overact and just brag about himself. Wow, it's amazing how much better you can get by doing that. It's legit fun to see him. And I would never have said that about Baron Corbin a couple months ago.
Yeah, I've been on the Baron Corbin bandwagon. I like the broke Baron Corbin stuff. That was fucking killing me. but yeah,
I didn't hate it, but it wasn't my favorite. So.
Oh, yeah, but I also like this transfer. A, you could only do the broke Baron Corbin for so long. They did it for an appropriate amount of time, I think. Like, I think he stretched that out over 2, maybe 3 months. Yeah, that's a good shelf life for that gimmick. Yeah. And
the only thing I don't like is that he won all of his money on a WWE exclusive. It wasn't on TV, it wasn't on pay-per-view, it was on WWE.com. Like, this is important. Like, it's actually one of your main storylines, and you have, like, I don't think it's the pinnacle, because there's probably way more to come, but you have the pinnacle of it on your website. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
So, but I just want to make sure I got that all the way. So, Happy Corbin's fun. Just fun.
Fair enough.
All right. It's time to go.
Okie dokie. Belt on beer on my end. Sideswipe Brewing, Stranger Things, Dark Sour with Cherry. Very nice, pungent sourness. Very, very good cherry taste to it. Sideswipe always more than usually a very high recommend. I do quite like their beer, so that is mine. Drinking any beverages on that side this week?
Just water. I again over the weekend, first concert back. Those tall boys go down pretty quick. And one of the funniest things I heard was at the beer stand. The girl, I came up to get a beer. She's like, yay, $17 beers are back. And I was like, yes, they are. Give me one. I waited over a year and a half for one. I will gladly pay way too much for a Sierra Nevada hazy little thing. Please. So.
Yeah, I saw a similar joke on Twitter about someone's like, oh, great, $7 waters are back.
Yep. I was glad to pay it.
I will admit that the prices at lower.com field here for the Columbus Crew are I feel like fairly unchanged from what they previously were. I don't feel like
these weren't changed either.
Paying for beers, because $7 seems like a lot for water to me. But I feel like that usually comes in around $5.
Yeah, that's because it is. Like, that is expensive for water.
Yeah. So I did think that was pretty wild.
So.
Okie doke. I'm at Frank11. That is at... I was about to say Stunt Cali, and I'm like, at Granny Maze. Phew, boy, that happens too often. Anyway... Brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Download us at any number of fine purveyors, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. And have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.